It's one of those joyous moments, like gratifying. It's like, wow, no, everyone gets to see that. You become the center of attention for a split little bit of time.
Let's go, man. Let's hunt.
You know, you work hard for it, and it's not one of those things that's given. Like, you have to work for a sack. You know, I remember when I first got here, Ryan Sims, the first round pick, he said something that stuck with me. He said, if you want to have the entire stadium wearing your jersey, just keep getting sacks. And that kind of stuck with me. Like, really? That'd be cool. It's not normal to wake up on a Sunday or every Sunday and run into a man every single down. And if you get there one time, that's great. It's a great game, you know. And when you get on the field, that your game is based on seconds. Like, I gotta get there.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Way to come through, baby. Nice shot.
Long before Justin Houston and Tom Bahali were terrorizing opposing offenses, there was a time when sacking the quarterback generated far less attention. Pass rushers weren't heralded the way they are today. In fact, the play wasn't even recorded as an official statistic. It wasn't until a young and passionate head coach by the name of George Allen came to the Los Angeles Rams of the late 1960s that the sack even had a name.
I was an assistant coach under George Allen with the then Los Angeles Rams. We were about to play the Dallas Cowboys, whose quarterback was a fine young man named Craig Morton. And before the game, George was trying to inspire the team, and he said to them, fellas, when we go into this game, we're going to take that Morton salt and pour him in a sack. We got him six times. And they went on to sack a lot of other guys other than Craig Morton.
The Los Angeles Rams' fearsome foursome are widely recognized as one of the great pass-rushing forces in NFL history and gained nationwide acclaim as the Rams rose from the bottom of the league to a perennial powerhouse under Coach Allen. The line was led by Deacon Jones, who introduced his coach's newly coined term to the general public.
I don't know if you could say Deacon Jones invented the term sack. He certainly popularized the term sack.
Sacking the cornerback is just like you devastate a city or you cream a multitude of people. I mean, it's just like you put all the offensive players in one bag and I just take a baseball bat and beat on the bag. Okay, we just found the term.
It wasn't until 1982 that the sack was recognized as an official statistic in the NFL, which has spelled present-day anonymity for many of the game's all-time greats. In Kansas City, great pass rushers are celebrated and remembered. But some might say the statistical void of the game's early days has obscured just how that tradition started.
I think if Bobby Bell played today, and I mean the Bobby Bell of today, he could get sacks in the NFL. He was an incredible specimen. He'd have been up there in the numbers of a Lawrence Taylor. I don't think there really was anything on the football field that Bobby Bell couldn't do.
One of the reasons Bobby Bell didn't have as many sacks as he could have was because he was such a tremendously agile physical player that he could cover tight ends, cover running backs coming out of the backfield.
Bobby might very well have been one of the leading sackers, but I don't think they ask him to do that because of his other skills.
But in the meantime, here comes the card from the Kansas City Chiefs.
Greats like Deacon Jones, Bobby Bell, and Lawrence Taylor etched the blueprint for great pass rushers in the NFL. But in the 1989 offseason, a new emerging talent was looming on the horizon, poised to take the NFL by storm.
The Kansas City Chiefs first-round selection, Derek Thomas, linebacker, Alabama.
Well, I think I fit in very well because they run a scheme similar to the one that I ran in college, and I think I can execute and do real well.
His license plate said, I sack quarterbacks. And that's what he came in with as a rookie, you know. You're thinking, well, who is this guy? You never knew it, the serious side, until it was game time. And that's when he was a different person.
He was relentless in his effort to get to the quarterback.
He's sacked by Derek Thomas.
He could make the game seem very simple. The offense had to stop Derek Thomas, and they couldn't stop Derek Thomas. I can remember a Monday night football game against the Raiders where Derek Thomas just wreaked havoc. All I could think of was, you know, the other team is professional too. The other team have full-time coaches as well. They've spent all offseason. They knew they were going to have Derek Thomas in this game, and yet they still have nothing.
First and five, Jeff George sacked again by Thomas. Comes the blitz.
Derek Thomas.
Jeff George never had a chance. It's a safety. Derek Thomas with another sack.
The length of distance he got on his first step.
Quickness, quickness, quickness. At the point of attack, quickness.
They covered a lot of ground. Tackles really had a hard time adjusting to that.
Down, 49ers. Young, chased by Derek Thomas.
They're going to have to do something about Derek Thomas because he's just too quick for him.
When he saw a movement, he could move and get off the ball faster than anyone that's ever played this game. And I believe that that is still true today. Beyond that, you know, he had an ability that you see some guys, and it's an important part of a pass rush, where he could, you know, take on the weight of a 300-plus pound man and lean and twist his body to take that weight on while keeping his legs running.
And then the thing that he did that truly, I think, is why he is a Hall of Famer was his ability to get the ball out when he got there.
I can remember several games where it was a sack.
Snap the moon. Setting up, hit from behind, roll charge free.
Strip the ball, fumble recovery. That's a game changer.
And a big knock in the back by Derek Thomas.
I think he caused 46 fumbles in his career. The next linebacker, LT, had like 26.
That's the same number that Bruce Smith had in Buffalo. Bruce Smith played 100 more games.
There was no question when it was pass rush time, that was Derek Thomas time.
For every NFL great, there is a defining moment that cements their story in the halls of history.
Curtis Taylor, great.
Christian, right side, touchdown, Kansas City.
Priest Hall, touchdown, Kansas City.
They're on a roll, baby, they're on a roll.
For Derek Thomas, these moments became routine. But a Sunday afternoon performance against the division rival Seattle Seahawks would be the achievement he'd become most remembered for.
Kansas City, they can't win in Seattle. Seattle comes down here. 10 years they haven't won here.
They were a good football team. They were well coached. They were well disciplined.
It was in our division, and we knew we had to win it. You'd have to get at least one of those games.
Welcome to Arrowhead Stadium, everybody, for a very important AFC Western Division game between the Seattle Seahawks and Kansas City Chiefs. Both teams know a playoff berth. They'll need a lot of wins to get there.
Bill Cowher was the one that found a flaw in the pass protection of the Seattle Seahawks. We knew if we got a certain look what they would do, and they would molly block. The guard would pull out on the outside linebacker, and the tackle would be one-on-one with the defensive end. So Bill wanted me to widen outside the tackle, with Derek outside of me. Well, the guard had two choices. They'd have to adjust. They were going to have to stay in it and take me and leave the back one-on-one with Derek, which would have been a nightmare, and that's what happened. First one, I believe, they molly blocked out, and Derek beat him on the outside, and I came right up the gut underneath.
Derek Thomas is in on the play, but the guy that really makes the play is Bill Moss, number 63, coming up the middle. He just takes the lineman with him. Lot 63, Bill Moss. Now, he moves up, and here he is. He'll come up, and he's right in Craig's face. He forces him out. Moss is there. They have two people on him. When he forces him out, Derek Thomas is there to make the play.
After that, they kept the guard inside, and they left Derek one-on-one with back, and it was over.
Shotgun, 3rd and 10. And now you have to expect that Craig will really see a big rush. Look out! Derek Thomas.
It was a terrible matchup for the Seahawks.
All right, here's Derek Thomas. Watch this. He gets inside Williams, who does not block again, and Craig has no place to go.
So early in the game, I mean, Derek took full advantage of it.
Derek, good job. You got him up the field once, you got him inside once, didn't you? Good. Keep working on it.
Third and 17.
We were talking to the coaching staff yesterday, and especially John Becker with the Seattle. We just cannot afford to be in third and long situations against this defense because they blitz almost all the time.
The Chiefs lead! The Chiefs lead! Oh, what a play!
Derek Thomas was the man! He shot out of nowhere!
Dave Craig was just running all over the field. I mean, he knew the second he dropped back, he was going to have to run. If something wasn't open right away, he'd have to start running around. And he was running around all day long.
Derek Thomas is back in and sacking the quarterback. Chuck Knox, disappointed. Dave Craig needs a touchdown.
Sack.
He's getting after the quarterback, and then he has one, and he has two, then he has three, then he has four, then he has five. You're like, oh my goodness, this is going to be a special day.
And it's the seventh total sack of the day for Kansas City.
But David Craig scrambling around back there. The one guy he's not going to get away from is Derek Thomas. Hey, Bob! Hey,
Bob! He's having a ball.
He's having a record day. That's an NFL record. Congratulations to him. Now third down. Okoye trying to get the first down. He does not.
Despite Derek Thomas's legendary performance, the Chiefs struggled mightily on the other side of the ball, allowing the Seahawks to stay close as the game wore on.
Normally what would happen with those offenses was we would run the ball and we couldn't get enough yards going.
Third down, Barry Word in the lineup, chased hard by Tony Woods.
I mean, we were ahead for most of the game, but you know, it only takes one play, and if you don't score enough points to get out into a bigger lead where that last play doesn't matter, you've got to be able to close the deal, and that's the one thing. We weren't able in a lot of those situations, especially offensively, be able to pick up a first down at the end of the game to close the deal.
And so it's going to be the Seahawks, I do believe, one last shot.
David Craig, first and 10 from his own 34, clock at 48 seconds in the shotgun. Here comes Derek Thomas. Craig has to throw the ball away. But it's a nice screen pass, caught at the 35 by John L. Williams. Breaks a tackle at the 40. He's at the 45, crosses midfield, and at the 49 of Kansas City.
Seattle isn't done yet. They're at the 50-yard line, but they're out of timeouts. 35 and running, 16-10.
The Seahawks had a relatively nimble quarterback in Dave Craig, and they felt somewhat arrogantly as though they had it covered and their quarterback could adapt to most situations, and indeed that was true.
That's open. Down to the 25-yard line. Tommy Cain, he picks up 25 yards on the play.
He's got a burn one right here.
10 seconds left. He's got to get him up and spike the ball into the ground. There it is. Stopped with 4 seconds left. But can they get it into the end zone now? 25 yards away.
What I remember most about the 7-sack game, which I think most Chiefs fans remember.
This is it. Need a touchdown to win.
Is that it really should have been an 8-sack game.
Look out for Derek Thomas.
Clock was running down. We've been chasing him all day and just didn't finish. And that was one of the things, you know, Marty always preached to us. You got to finish. You got to finish. And we didn't finish that play.
Paul Skintz, he's got it.
Is this?
When Derek kind of came around and thought he had the sack, I think most guys kind of relaxed a little bit. And we had one of our guys that thought that the ball was coming to the guy going to the seam, so he comes up, and actually the ball came in behind him to the second guy. And it's one of those plays that, you know, you may see it every 1,000 times, but it was that one particular time that, you know, we got burned on that play.
Well done, number 17, David Craig, out of the hold of Derek Thomas for really the first time of the day.
It's a credit to Dave Craig, who would later play with the Chiefs, that he was able to get out of the grasp on that last play. You know, if you were watching, it was heartbreaking. And I think, if anything, the way that game ended blunted the impact of what a brilliant, magnificent, dominating game Derek Thomas had. It was a reminder that even in this supreme individual effort, it's a team game.
There is no question the Chiefs have enjoyed a vast history of great pass rushers through the years. And as the 2014 season wore on, it seemed yet another chapter was being written before our very eyes. Through 15 games, Houston amassed 18 sacks. And entering the Week 17 matchup against the San Diego Chargers, Derek Thomas' single-season record of 20 sacks was within reach.
And everything is on the line today. It's outside linebacker Justin Houston chasing the all-time Chiefs sack record today.
Locked and loaded, baby. Every play, bro. Every play.
He said he was going to break the record. And I'm like, come on, you know, you got to be humble about this, man. Maybe 2-3 sacks. And he's like, no, I'm going to go get 5 sacks. And he got 4. And it was like, this kid is different, man.
Second and 20 now for San Diego. From the gun, Rivers in trouble. Rivers is dumped. Back at the 6-yard line, Rivers goes down. Houston's first man there.
2:19 to go in the first half. 13-7 Kansas City. Chiefs bring a blitz. Rivers reads it. Now he's going to be hit and sacked at the 29. Justin Houston with the sack, number 20 in the season. And now Justin Houston has tied the record of the late Derek Thomas for single season sacks in Kansas City Chiefs history.
That's 20. You got 3 more?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go.
Rivers has been sacked by Justin Houston in this game twice, tying the record of the late Derek Thomas. Fluker back in at right tackle for the Chargers to throw. Rivers is in trouble again. And the ball comes up. The ball is free. The ball is free at the 17-yard line. Rivers is
hey, get off me. We got it. We got it.
Kansas City's got the football. Rivers turns it over. Justin Houston will get credit for the sack, the strip, and the fumble. He is now the all-time single-season sack holder in Kansas City Chiefs history.
Everybody will get an NFL record.
Derek Thomas had his first step. You know, really, he was an outside rusher for the most part. He was going to beat the tackle around the edge. And what I think makes Justin Houston so difficult is he beats guys in so many different ways.
Out of the shotgun on 2nd and 10. Rivers went. Here comes Houston. Houston gets him again at the 39-yard line. 4 sacks for Houston today. 22 for the season. He is 1/2 sack short of the all-time National Football League record.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch his career, you know, the rest of the way as to how do teams try to adapt to him, because right now he seems to be able to diagnose what teams are doing to try to stop him and beat them another way.
Hey, we need to get around the ball to Houston, man. Straight up. Appreciate it, man.